Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Support for Away with Words comes from Mozy Online Backup. Mozy protects your valuable computer files against data loss from hard drive crashes, viruses, theft, and other disasters. Find out more at mozy.com.
The real, hip-hop. MCing and DJing from your own mind, you know.
Welcome to another mini-cast from Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett. Hip-hop is high art. Yeah, that's right. And if you don't understand that, then you're missing out on some of the best poetry. Literary scholar Adam Bradley examines the style and poetry of hip-hop lyrics in his new book titled Book of Rhymes, The Poetics of Hip-Hop. When a rapper's flow is fully realized, he writes, it forges a distinctive rhythmic identity that is governed by both poetic and musical laws. A hip-hop MC, the one who sings or chants, is a rhyme maker, and flow is what an MC has when the rhymes lie easily on top of the rhythm. Rhyme in hip-hop means more than words that sound alike. Spitting rhymes is waxing poetic, is writing lyrics, is storytelling.
Like the breeze flow straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when they DJ booming classics. You think the cool.
There's a structure there, things that are permitted and forbidden in the art form. Rules about accent, pitch, intonation, force. The conventions of poetry are all there. So these hip-hop lyrics are complex. They are connected to each other across samples, across songs, across albums, across artists, across the decades. They could be mapped like a family tree because a good MC knows the hip-hop canon. And there is a canon, just as there is in literature. Bradley writes, hip-hop is haunted by this sense of tradition. It is a music whose death was announced soon after its birth, and the continuing reports of its demise seemingly return with each passing year. The old school, the new school, everything that you see in the worlds of prose and in the worlds of poetry, the complex relationships between creator and consumer, between colleagues and competitors, between the art and business, those exist in hip-hop.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Hip-hop may be the only place in America where poetry still rules, where it is savored and appreciated by a vast, educated audience. It's where great poetic skill is rewarded with respect, fame, and money, more often than is the case with the precious poetry you might find in tiny pamphlets near the bookstore register.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People were tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are God from hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling.
I, for one, believe in the pleasure derived from poetically sophisticated rhymes, and I think they're here to stay. Adam Bradley's Book of Rhymes is just published by Basic Civitas Books. You can find out more about him at adamfbradley.com. On our website at waywardradio.org, you can find more minicast, news about language current events, and full episodes of our call-in show, all at no cost to you. For Away with Words, I'm Grant Barrett.
snatch beats of my pondering. This didn't fall like yondering. Skin of my tooth like, skin of my food like, flying my suit like, where's the waitress? Can't take this, really can't fish this. These ears and all these graces, it's my mistake I made it.
Support for Away With Words comes from Random House, publisher of Origins of the Specious, Myths and Misconceptions of the English Language by Patricia T. O'Connor and Stuart Kellerman. Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.